Head coach Tom Ceratori is now joining us. Tom, what a game! Congratulations.
No, the guys, that was a heck of a game, and so proud of the guys finding a way to get it done in the third period.
Blocked shots are not an official stat here on the score sheet, but you guys blocked a ton of them there in the third period. Yeah. Brendan Harris, I think, had two or three of them in a row there.
Yeah,
that's part of being Beaver hockey, but
it ain't Beaver hockey. It's hockey. You know, I do get frustrated. It's hockey, and that's anybody in this situation, and that's where we're at. It's a fine line, and you've got to you guys got to sacrifice to win games, and if they were up by a goal, it'd been the same thing for them, and that's just the way it is.
That's one of the weird things with no fans this year is you hear guys banging their sticks on the bench a lot more this year on blocked shots. That does fire up the bench, and that makes it a lot easier for that next line jumping over the boards to have the same kind of commitment, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's all part of the buy-in. It's all just part of the buy-in, and you're exactly right.
Lucas Sillinger last night made a play on one of the Ethan Somoza goals. It doesn't show up in the stat sheet, but he won that foot race to get icing waved off. He made another heck of a play today on that first goal, didn't he?
Absolutely, and we've recognized that on video today, that foot race. And winning that foot race created that goal. And sometimes, again, you're right, sometimes guys don't get recognition for when they make a play like that.
Defensively, again, you got the job done. They scored one on the power play there. It was kind of a goofy-looking power play. But, defensively, for 120 minutes, you can't ask for anything more, can you?
No, our guys sacrificed, and that's the word. They just sacrificed, and they willed themselves. And I think, Schultz, is this the first time we've ever swept here?
You came up here and played them in a...
No, we did. You know what? I think we swept them back in 10-11 with Reeder at Winter Carnival. I think we did. Winter Carnival, we did. We did. I actually just told her I think it's the first time we've swept it. But I think it's the first time we've swept them in the new WCHA.
That was a non-conference game back then, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Or was that the first year that...
Well, you know what? I don't know.
I think you came up here for Winter Carnival, non-conference.
Honestly.
But anyway, it's been a long time.
Exactly. It's a tough building. It's a tough building, and the guys responded.
What can 6 points do for you here for the next two pretty chaotic weeks?
Who knows? Schultz, I don't even want to go over it. I don't like talking about it because let's just enjoy and savor the moment right now, and that's what I told the guys. We'll worry about Mankato on Monday.
Makes a bus ride home a whole lot more enjoyable, doesn't it?
Oh, the Ambassador Pizza is going to taste a hell of a lot better right now. There's no question.
I had that Thursday night. It was delicious.
It's the best.
All enjoy the trip home. Safe trip. We'll see you next week,
all
Tom.
Right, bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Beavers 2-1 winners tonight.